How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
This is day 20 of preparation for resurrection. Our title today is Let Us Praise the Lord. A.W. Tozer said, "Without worship, we go about miserable." Our text today is Psalm 95, 1 through 11. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as at Meribah, as at the day of Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. With the mention of Meribah and Massah, Psalm 95 references the wilderness encounters of Israel, which we observed in yesterday's text. Interestingly, a psalm encouraging us to praise the Lord contains a warning not to harden our hearts like Israel did. We have a choice to complain to God or to worship him. James wrote these words in James 3:10. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not be so. Yet, sometimes in our inconsistent faith, we waver back and forth between arguing with God and worshiping him. As James declares, these things shouldn't happen. Perhaps taking an in-depth look at the psalmist's words about worship will help us stay on the right path. This psalm begins with a call to sing to the Lord with joy, because he is the rock of our salvation. Joy comes from the peace we found when God saved us. Salvation is the greatest provision God could ever give. How can we argue about water and food when Jesus is our bread of life? And whoever believes in him, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. When God has given us the greatest gift of salvation, how can we not trust him to provide lesser gifts? Because he saved us, we should come into his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Psalm 95:3 gives us more reasons to worship him. He is a great God and a great King above all gods. No one is higher or greater than our God, so all praise should go to him. When we complain to God, we forget that there is nothing he cannot do. The depths of the earth and the heights of the mountains are in his hand. That is a fantastic resume for the God who can be trusted. He made the seas and formed the dry land with his hands. How can we dare argue with his might and power? The psalmist urges us to bow down and worship before the one who made us. We need to remember that we belong to him and that he is our God. He talks to his children, and when he speaks, we should never harden our hearts as the Israelites did in the desert. These were their wandering years, and when we complain, we wander away from God. The Israelites had witnessed God's miracles, but they still questioned his ability to work on their behalf. They tested God, which led God to detest them for 40 years. Listen to what God said about his own people. They are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways, as seen in verse 10. When we forget his ways, our hearts are amiss. The result was that they missed God's best. God swore that they shall not enter my rest. These words signified that these Israelites, who complained against God, missed the promised land that God had provided for them. Yet a greater tragedy was that they missed out on complete peace and communion with God. They missed the joy of resting in God. If we fail to trust God and complain against him, our lack of faith could also cause us to miss out on the rest. Here are some questions to consider. In what ways does worshiping God increase your faith in him? What did you learn from Psalm 95 about praising the Lord? How can you resist complaining to God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.